Okay, Wendy, the recording is in process. Week one of the 2025 college football season is here. Let's get it going. Wendy.
All right. I mean, listen, it's week one. I'm as pumped as I've ever been. You don't even look pumped. You just look like this. I mean, are you happy? Are you sad? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Like, how do you feel?
Wendy, I'm excited. No, I am excited. Hey, good to be back. We did our first show last week. If you haven't listened to this show, I'm Trey. This is Wendy, my sister. We get on here to talk about college football. Wendy, it is official. It's official that we have 98 subscribers.
98.
Much respect for the people who did subscribe. So we're up 5 subscribers from last week.
5 whole people.
We just have to get to 100. If you're listening to this, we need 2 more subscribers to get to 100. Wendy, hopefully this week we'll get there. Wendy, it's college football. Last weekend, yep, there was a couple of games played, but I still feel like people were trying to, you know, wrap up their summer plans. I think it was Iowa State and Kansas State. Iowa State ended up winning in Dublin, Ireland. But this, yep, is the real deal, Holyfield, Wendy. This is... put everybody to bed. Everybody get out of the way. We've got college football, Wendy, and we are going to get right into it. Let's just get right into it. What game? We got 4 or 5 games we want to talk about. We do have a voicemail. We do have a voicemail. I don't know. Do we want to wait till the end, or do we want to? What do we want to do, Wendy?
Trey, I'm just the voice. You do it however you want to do it. We can wait. I think we wait till the end.
All right, we'll wait till the end. All right, Wendy, so it's Thursday when we're doing this.
Yep.
We have the Auburn Football Tigers playing tomorrow night. They're going to be first up on Fox.
Yep.
The Fox tomorrow night, get the time right, it's going to be 7 Central, 8 Eastern. They're going to be playing at Baylor.
Yes.
So there was this thing. It's on Fox. If you have YouTube TV, earlier this week, it was told that maybe you weren't going to get Fox programming on YouTube TV. It looks like they've extended some type of deal to get us through there.
Yeah.
If you have YouTube TV, you should be able to watch it. Wendy, let's just go ahead and start with Auburn Baylor. Last week, you make a call that Deion Sanders is going to be the next coach at Auburn and that Hugh Freeze is going to get fired before the season's out. Wendy, have you had any other time to reconsider what you said?
Okay, Hugh Freeze is not making it through the season. No ifs, ands, buts about it. But it might not be Deion. Who's that NFL coach that was at the Raiders, got fired? His kid went to Tennessee.
His name is John Gruden.
Could be Gruden. You know, he loves the South. He loves the SEC. It's going to be Deion, or mark my words, Hugh Freeze will not make it through the season. Unless he has scammed us all and he's actually done something like recruit a quarterback, which, I mean, again, that's my whole big thing with them. You know, you play college football, the quarterback's, you know, pretty important. Most teams are 2 to 3 deep. You know what I mean? I don't know if this dude has a quarterback. But let me say this. I want Auburn to beat Baylor. I want Auburn to win tomorrow night. I do. I don't want the first SEC game of the season, Auburn goes down to Baylor. Should Auburn win? Yes. But it's Auburn.
Well, Wendy, you know, when the light's on you and it's shining the brightest, and this is what this game is going to do. It's on a Friday night. It's the first big weekend of college football. It's a great game. Auburn has all the spotlight on it, and this can go one or two ways. Either Auburn's going to look good, and everybody's like, okay, Auburn's back on track. Because, Wendy, a lot of people nationally, this will all they see with Auburn most of the year until they play the Georgias and the Alabamas and some of their, you know, handful of big games.
Right.
And now if Auburn goes out there and lays an egg, Wendy, everybody just checks it down and says he ain't got it, and they move on. Huge game for Hugh Freeze.
Huge game.
I don't try to bash on Hugh Freeze. I just think it's so disjointed what he says in the media. It doesn't say, like, I mean, you know, it took them 3 weeks to clarify how they call the plays, like first, second, and third down, when they prepare for them. I mean, what are we doing here?
Right.
But listen, I'll be pulling for Auburn too. I mean, I hope Auburn goes out there and beats them. And it's going to be entertaining. It's not going to be these weak games. So that's going to go on Friday night to get the juices flowing. Wendy.
Yes.
Then early on Saturday morning, And we'll talk about our plans here in a minute. But early on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock Central, Texas.
Yes.
The Horns are going to be coming up to Ohio State.
Yeah.
Okay. Ohio State's replacing a bunch of different people, but it's Ohio State. I mean, they reload. Texas is coming in when they have a natural progression of what Texas is doing is a natural progression to get to the national title.
Yeah.
And the most hyped player in recent history is Arch Manning. Wendy, what is your breakdown of this Texas-Ohio State game? What's going to happen?
I mean, there's part of me that thinks this kid could be overhyped. I mean, let me say this. I'm not saying he's not a good quarterback. He's obviously a good quarterback. I didn't see anything last year that was just like, oh, my gosh. I mean, in fact, I mean, I truly last year thought Quinn Ewers was a better quarterback than Arch Manning. I'm not saying anything about that he can't be good. I just don't know, y'all. Like, is this the only guy to talk about? He's a Manning. You know, the Mannings are involved at ESPN. They're ESPN heavy. Like, is this all there is to talk about? Because I'm going to tell you what could happen, Trey. He could go out there and it not go the way they think it's going to go. I mean, here's the thing. It Ohio State had to replace their quarterback as well. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, I think this is going to be actually a really good game. Everybody's calling for, you know, Texas to blow them out. I expect it to be a very, very, very good game. I mean, it's not like Ohio State. I mean, they still got, you know, two of the top players in the entire country in Downs. And who's that other kid?
Jeremiah Smith.
Yeah. I mean, those two right there could probably win a game without much help from anybody. I mean, let's just be honest. So what I'm looking to see is this kid going to live up to the hype? I mean, I'm excited. I'm so pumped that it's the 11 o'clock game, but I don't know. It'd be a lot of pressure. I'm glad it's not my kid. It is a lot of pressure.
Yeah, and they've done this before. And here's the thing with Texas. I think Texas has good enough athletes, and I think Sark, the Texas coach, he's going to put Arch Manning in the best position to win. I just don't see him letting him fail like epically.
Right.
I mean, if it turns out Arch, the game's moving a little fast for him, they're going to start running the ball. They're going to throw some real percentage passes. And Texas has probably got a good enough defense to keep him in the game. I just don't see Sark letting this guy get like, oh my gosh, this guy's not very good at all. But it's going to be fascinating to watch.
And, I don't really see him. Go ahead.
I do. I look for Ohio State to have a little bit of a letdown, but I also look for Texas to really take that step. I think Sark has got his team playing like, hey, we show up, we play, we go home. I think that is the mentality of Texas, and they've got a big matchup. And in the grand scheme of things, Wendy, if Texas wins, if Ohio State wins, there's so much more football to be played, and they're such good teams. A win or a loss, I don't think is really going to affect these teams one way or the other, to be honest with you. It's just going to be entertainment. Now, Wendy, let's just go ahead and get to the 2:30 game.
Yes.
By 2:30 on Saturday, we will have watched the game, the Auburn game. We will have watched the Ohio State-Texas game. Then the Alabama Crimson Tide. Roll Tide Roll.
Roll Tide Roll. Oh, my gosh.
We'll be jogging on to Doak Campbell Stadium in Tallahassee.
It's such a stupid name for a stadium. Let's just start there. I mean, I'm just going to bash Florida State the entire time.
It's a new stadium, too.
It's a stupid name. I don't care. It's a stupid name. I mean, who names their stadium that? It's dumb. Go ahead.
It's going to be Tallahassee. It's going to be on ABC. The game starts at 2:30, Wendy. And listen, FSU, and I've written a couple things down. They've got the Castellanos quarterback who's been talking trash about Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
They have the Rodale Williams from Alabama.
Yeah.
They have Squirrel White, which a lot of Tennessee people remember Squirrel White. I mean, my God, the guy caught 600 passes. Now, he looked like he had gotten hurt on every play that he ever caught. I mean, every time the guy caught a ball, he was up and hobbling, and he was out there again. Wendy, what I'm trying to show you here is they've got a few pieces, Wendy. Does Alabama, and you know, Alabama's got the Ty Simpson, the Ryan Williams show. Alabama's running back's hurt, but Alabama's defense is supposed to reload. I know I'm going through a lot of information here, Wendy. Is Florida State going to be better than last year? What's going to happen when the horse, and I don't know the horse's name, but you know, the horse for Florida State, trots around the field and has a burning thing in his air, whatever they are, and he hammers it into the ground.
Right.
I think that's cool. I don't know how it would affect our players. The crowd's going to be rocking when what's going to happen on the football field?
Well, let me just say this. I hate Florida State. So let me just start with that. But let me just back up here. As Alabama fans, here's what I'm a little nervous about. We haven't seen Ty Simpson in a hot minute. Okay. So like, you know, we've got through the Jalen Milroe saga. We've got a new coach, like kind of these guys that came in with Saban are kind of getting out of there. So it's kind of like, what can you do with this group of players, coach? Right. I'm excited to see Ty Simpson play, but let me just say this, Trey, Florida State has to do better than they did last year. How many games did they win? Two, one? I don't even know.
Two or three. It wasn't good.
So if the coach is the same coach, I'm not saying they haven't added a few people to their roster. I'm not saying that. But what more could he have done? What he did do, though, is he got Gus Malzahn in there. And Gus Malzahn knows how to beat Alabama. He knows how to beat Nick Saban, Alabama. I don't know if he knows how to beat DeBoer. But here's what I look to see. I want whoever is calling the plays to call plays that fit this quarterback, not some quarterback nobody knows or a quarterback that we're not sure if he can do it, but let's keep the ball in our hands. Let's do long drives. Like, let's just get back to what I call basic football. Let's run the ball when the throwing game is not working. And you say, you know, our starting running backs hurt. Sure, Trey, we're always three or four deep. I'm not concerned about our running game at all. I'm interested to see who we're going to throw the ball to. Who's going to catch the hard passes? Is Ryan Williams going to be everything they say he's going to be this year? I want to see all that. You see what I'm saying?
I think you're right, Whitty. The running backs would be the running backs. Well, if they were all the same, then there wouldn't just be one clear-cut starter.
Well, yeah.
You've got Ryan Williams. Let me tell you something about Ryan Williams. That there is not a question mark on Ryan Williams. The only question mark is Alabama have anybody that can get him the football? That's right. The only question. It ain't like, can this guy play at this level? This guy excelled at this level last year.
And he was 17.
Yeah, he was 17. No, and I think you bring up some good points. Winnie, these games are going to start really fast. And it doesn't matter how many times you've played, how many times you haven't played. It is pressure. It is things are moving fast. How fast can you get settled down into the game and start really playing the football game and not have a couple of early turnovers, Winnie? But you're exactly right. And here's the point. All the TikTok stars out there, I'm not on TikTok, but of all the TikTok stars and all this other stuff, this is where you make your money.
Absolutely. So
it's time to TikTok it up on the football field. And that's what I'm going to be interested in, Wendy. And you don't know that until the lights come on. And I think that should give everybody a little bit of pause about what kind of team we're going to have.
Well,
we're going to have a good test.
Well, and two, you know, our defense has got to come out here and play ball. I think our defense is better than their offensive line. That's what I think. I mean, I think our defense is better than their offense. So can we get them off the field, right? Can we keep possession of the ball? We don't need turnovers. Like, we don't need to be making throws. They're not there. We don't need to force, 35, 40 points. Like, I look to see a really I want a good game plan. Let's just go in here and score long drives. And let's really see, as an Alabama fan, I just want to see what it looks like under Ty Simpson. We all knew what it looked like under Jalen Milroe. Everybody knows that.
What do we have a problem with last year? Road games.
Yes.
Road games. Those are our two. And guess what? This is a road game. This is a loud environment. I mean, this is where you have to have dogs on your team that's like, I don't really care where we're at or who we're coming. We're coming to knock your head off. And here's the other thing about Alabama's defense. They call it, and we're on here just for fun. I know we say that every show, but we're not trying to be experts. But it's what we kind of think. Well, Alabama's defense, what they're calling it, is a little bit more of a vision type defense where it's not really just stare at your man and get your man. It's a little bit more kind of looking more so the quarterbacks, maybe looking at some keys that aren't your traditional keys. I think that helps with some interceptions later in the year as it kind of confuses people. But one thing Alabama did have a problem with last year, if you'll remember, Wendy, is there were guys running wide open behind them.
Yes, there was.
And if anybody's going to pick on Alabama's defense with just letting a guy running right down the field, it is going to be what's the OC's name? My mind just went blank.
Grubb.
No, the OC for Florida State.
Oh, your favorite coach, Gus Malzahn.
Malzahn is going to get, you know, he might have the left tackle out there running up the hash in some goofy play that he has, but he's going to get people running deep. So if these guys start cheating a little bit, they might hit them over the top.
Yep.
But, you know, listen, athlete for athlete, get out there, strap it up. And I'm looking for a big performance from Alabama. There's no excuses. There's no excuses. I mean, I'm going to support them. But Alabama needs to go out there and establish some dominance.
Early. Like, let's shove it down their throat early and be done with it. You know what I mean? Listen, it ain't going to hurt my feelings if it's 35 to nothing after the first quarter. It ain't going to hurt my feelings at all. I'm going to have me another piece of cake if that happens. I'm going to have another piece of cake.
Wendy, give me a score prediction of the Alabama-Florida State game.
Boom. Florida State, okay. Alabama 35, Florida State 21. 35-21 Alabama. I'm calling for a high-scoring game. Listen, I watched Ty Simpson play last year. I think the kid's a good quarterback. I do think there's something to sitting back and waiting your turn like old school football was. And not everybody's got to play the first year they're in. I think there's something to that. We saw Mac Jones. To me, Mac Jones, a lot of people don't talk about him in Alabama because you got the Tuas and the Jalens and the Bryce Youngs. Mac Jones was a phenomenal quarterback, and he sat right there in that quarterback room, and he waited his turn. That's exactly what he did. And I'm going to tell you something. Ty Simpson deserves to go out there, and he deserves to be given a shot. I know that. But there's this whole theory, right? And let me back up. Let me just say this. But if he's not getting the job done, put somebody else in. I'm not doing what I did last year when Jalen Milroe was obviously struggling. And it's like, well, no, get him out, put the next guy up, let's win a ball game. Like, that's the kind of coach I want to see this year. Make the tough decisions, move on with the day. That's it. And maybe a different shirt. I mean, the shirt, his style.
Are you talking about DeBoer?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not saying you got to be like decked to the nines on a sweater vest or anything, but I don't know. I wish he was more consistent with his outfit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just be consistent.
Saban was consistent, but I have your team consistently ready to play. I'm going to go with that. Winnie, 28 always comes up in my mind. So I think Alabama scores 28 points. I think Florida State maybe scores a late touchdown, maybe 28-17, maybe 28-13, something like that. And Alabama needs to win the game. Wendy, let's move on. We got a couple more things to go over later that night. Either we're going to be really pumped that Alabama just won, really sad and trying to figure out what we're going to do for the next 3 months because Florida State just drilled us.
Right.
By the time the LSU Bengal Tigers and the Clemson Tigers, Dabo Swinney, play at Memorial Stadium in South Carolina on ABC at 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern, Wendy, LSU and Clemson, it's going to be the night game, Wendy. What's going to happen? Brian Kelly. Win game. Clemson, everybody's got them predicted to run the table this year. It's get in where you fit in.
Does
LSU get off the snod with winning a big first game? Wendy, I think they're like 0-5 in their last first games. LSU goes down.
Listen, LSU goes down. Let me tell you why. Brian Kelly's an idiot. Y'all know I've never been like a huge. The only credit I give Brian Kelly is that he left Notre Dame and came to the SEC where he had to play like pretty tough matchups every single year. Play Alabama, play the bulk of this college football. You decided to come play it every day. That's the only credit I give the guy. I don't know if anybody remembers last year in November. That's how I call November, November. Didn't we go to LSU and absolutely our quarterback ran all over their defense?
Correct.
I'm talking,
y'all,
it was a little embarrassing. That quarterback, it didn't matter what anybody did. I think Jalen Milroe scored 4 or 5 touchdowns. I mean, just by himself. I mean, here's the thing. What have they done in between last year and this year? And I'm so tired. They hype LSU up. It's like they want LSU to be so good. And they're just not. Okay, fine. You've got a returning quarterback. So does Vanderbilt.
Well, that's my question. They had a returning quarterback, but they were like 8-4 last year. It wasn't like he had them a game away from the national title.
Right.
It's like they lost like 4 different games. I don't understand that either.
I didn't, but Trey, if you listen to it all week, right? It's like LSU, LSU. And I'm like, so you're going off this one quarterback. Granted, y'all, I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback. I'm just telling you that, just like Trey, the record speaks for itself. They weren't even in the talks of getting into the final.
Who are you going to be pulling for, LSU or Clemson?
Well, here's the thing.
Wendy?
I've got to pull for the SEC, but, like, there's part of me that just really wants LSU to always do bad.
Well, so I'm asking you to make a pick. Well, you, this is not a kind of game. Who are you pulling for in the game?
Clemson. And I know it's only because I don't like Brian Kelly. But here's the deal. I think Clemson is, when they say they're going to run it, okay, let's back up a train. They probably will, but they're in the ACC. I think they're the best in the ACC. Florida State, maybe. Who knows? We'll find out on Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to find out on Saturday. I'm going to be pulling for Clemson. I don't know. Yep. Something about Clemson, Dabo Swinney. Obviously, yep. he's actually a local guy here. Yep. And I'll say this. To do what he has done with his program over the yes. last 15 years is really remarkable.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it really is remarkable. I'm just more and more every day, I'm just impressed with, you know, you go through your ups and downs in your program. Well, I mean, the ups, he's won two national championships.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I think he won them through, you know, he won, was it both against Nick Saban? Did he win both the national titles again?
I think so.
Yeah, I think both of them were, because one was out in California and the other one. But anyway, very impressed. He's had the program to the pinnacle. They kind of go down a little bit, but they're never just awful. Wendy, really impressed with Clemson. I'll be pulling for Clemson on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Wendy, is there anything else we need to talk about? First off, let's see. I'll tell you what. Let me see if I can this is going to be really hard.
And while you're doing that, like, I'm just like, we didn't bring up Tennessee-Syracuse. I'm thinking that might be a decent game, y'all. I think that's a noon game or 11 o'clock Central, I think. I think that might be the game on that's on before Alabama.
Do you think Tennessee's offensive line's going to hold up, Wendy?
Okay, listen, y'all can make fun of me all you want to. I want to like Tennessee, kind of. What I'm trying to tell you is I don't think they're ever really that good. Like,
Wendy, is the offensive line going to hold up? That's what you said. The only problem Tennessee's had in the past 20 years of existence is they haven't had an offensive line.
That's right. That's right.
And do you think Tennessee's offensive line's back or not?
I don't know. Is Syracuse any good? Do you know?
I don't know. Everybody, that's the hard part now. Everybody's got all these players coming in and out.
Yeah.
And it's everybody thinks they've got good players, but all of a sudden he's a great player that they brought in because they paid him $5 million, but last year he really wasn't that good.
Right.
I don't know how they paid him $5 million, so I guess he is good. But he really wasn't good last year. And I say all that to say they rebuild these teams every year. Wendy, Tennessee's going to come out and hit you in the face. That's what Tennessee's going to do. They do that. Heupel, if he's got a quarterback that has a half a brain, this new guy, is it Aguilar? Who is it? I don't know why I think Aguilar.
All I know is he came from UCLA. I don't
Perfect.
Know.
He's going to be like, take three steps back, and this number 84 is going to be running wide open. Throw it out in front of him. He'll catch it and run and score a touchdown and come back over here and see me. So I look for Tennessee to have a big game. I mean, I look for Tennessee to have a really big year. So, Wendy, let me see if I can play. I think we've got a recording. But listen, y'all just hold tight, man. I'm trying – I'm doing this on a single screen. One particular part. Okay. Advanced sharing options.
Oh, advanced. That'll get you.
The hard part is I want you to be able to hear the audio. Hold on 1 second, Wendy. Just bear
with
me.
Okay, well, while you do that, I'm going to go ahead and give a shout-out to all of our listeners, Mommy B, Bob, Nacho, Rock Hill, our sister Gina, who's making us up some promo gear for us. Gina,
I've got it in the car. I just hadn't had time to get it out.
Got it. Our sister Gina, my daughter Maylee, who listens, and I think she might be the one that got us our last 5 followers.
Wendy, tell me if you can hear this.
Okay.
Oh, man. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I'm usually on 2 screens.
Yep.
And it's got me messed up. Tell me if you can hear this.
No.
Can you hear that?
Nope. Cannot hear a thing. So we might have to play it next week. As y'all can see, we do not come in prepared at all. There is no test. There is no let's make sure this is right. There is no anything. But we appreciate all of our family and friends that listen to us on a regular basis. We really, really do. We really appreciate you guys. And Bob the Stats Guy. I mean, Bob the Stats Guy is always...
Where's Bob at, Wendy? Where is Bob going to send in a... Is Bob going to send in a...
Well, Bob's getting over a really bad cold, so I'm not sure he was worried about stats this week. I think he was just trying to get better so he can come down here and watch the game with us. But Bob, the stats guy, we're hoping is going to come in clutch this year with some interesting factoids is what we're hoping for. But, I mean, also, outside of the games we talked about, there is a lot of other good games. And, again, while you're doing this, I'm also going to bring up, and I don't know what you're doing with your life if you're not watching Lee Corso's last game day tomorrow. It should be pretty special. Oh, got something going, Trey.
All right, hold on. Lee Corso, I got you. Hold on. Let me see if I can do it. It's just my life. I don't
care. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Mike.
Calling
live and direct from Dave and Buster's in Wilmington, North Carolina. Anyway, I want to say I'm glad you guys are back on. It feels like football season now. Everything seems all right. Listen, about the show, first show was great. Awesome. A couple takeaways. Who's going to call the Grubhub? Because we about to eat this season, dude. I'm telling you, now that Grub is back in, this is going to be dynamic for Alabama. This is going to set it off. And Simpson has been waiting in the wings. Num, 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 num. Feed that guy, dude. Feed him. He's going to just chuck it out all day long. It's going to be awesome. You know, I think it's the right call on Auburn. What are they going to do? They're lost pup in the woods. You know, I can't say I feel bad about it. Not at all. Again, Georgia not getting the respect they deserve this year. Obviously worried about that game. Wendy had the right call. Gamecocks might have our number. We can't be sleeping that week. But the biggest thing, Wendy, damn, girl, you must be out in Colorado this summer smoking them trees where it's legal, because guess what? Deion Sanders ain't going nowhere, girl. Boulder, Colorado lets that man do whatever the hell he wants. And I guarantee Auburn will not give him that kind of lateral university freedom that he's got over there in Boulder. Anyway, guys, I can't wait for the season. Can't wait for more juice. Talk to you guys soon. Mwah!
And there he is. Mike comes flying in. Number one, Mike's in North Carolina. I thought he lived in Colorado. Maybe he moved to North Carolina. I don't know. He likes Grubb, Wendy. Grubb's coming back to run the Alabama offense. You know, a lot of people are excited that this is that Kalen DeBoer and Grubb combination that made him so successful.
The matchup we needed. And listen, I love his calls. He's always really informative. You know what I mean? He's got a lot to say. And he's you know, I didn't think about that, about the boosters. We all know the Auburn boosters are just absolutely awful. Look at what they did. They ran off Tuberville. And Tuberville, y'all, I'm telling you, was a
great
They've
run a lot of them off.
They have run a lot of them off. And so he's right. He probably won't. But I'm still calling. My main call is that he won't make it through the season. That is my main call. And thank you, Mike, for agreeing on the South Carolina team. The South Carolina team is going to be tricky, not just for us, but for a lot of people this year. And I'm going to tell you what, their fans are back into college football. You know, there for a while, South Carolina really wasn't doing much. They were kind of on that bottom lower level. They get Spencer Rattler. I think that really helped build up some of that football pride. Trey, I have watched football my entire life, and I've met.
Are you just throwing out names that you know from South Carolina?
Spencer Rattler, you don't remember when he transferred?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I do. But I mean, he played there like 2 years. He didn't bring South Carolina back from the brink of football, Wendy.
Okay, let me explain something to you. Okay, fine. This is what I'm going to do. Now you made me mad. When I get off here, I'm going to go back and I'm going to tell you what South Carolina's record was, how many viewerships they got, if they were even on TV, if they even made the schedule.
Sure they were.
We've not watched the same games. Let me explain something. South Carolina gets Shane Beamer. He gets dunked with a bunch of mayo 1 year. It all started going uphill for them. Like, from the dunking of the mayo, it's steadily grown back to what I think. Y'all mark my words. Y'all don't want nothing to do with South Carolina this year. You don't want anything to do with them. I don't even want anything to do with them.
Here's what happened. In most recent history, South Carolina had a good run last year. They really did. They have a quarterback. His last name is Sellers that is coming back this year, which is probably the best thing they have coming back. I know they lost a lot off their defensive line. And, Winnie, you know I'm just joking with you about Spencer Rattler. But South Carolina's good. They have a bunch of fans that are excited, and that's fine. Yep. Alabama's got to go play over there. And you know, you could be right. You know, I don't know. It's hard for those guys to go back to back. But all right, what else we got? Okay, Wendy, you were talking about Lee Corso. Lee Corso, the picker for ESPN for so many years. This will be his last show tomorrow. Wendy, will you be watching that? Saturday. Will you be watching it?
I will. I'm going to watch from the very beginning to the very end. You'll kind of be up moving and doing some things, but I'm going to get everything prepped Friday. I love Lee Corso. I've loved him since I think he got on there in 1996. Well, probably earlier than that. But obviously when he puts the mascot head on, that cracks me up. But I love it when he says, "Not so fast." Like, I just love Corso. And I also love how these men around him have really taken care of him over the last few years, allowed him to do the job that he loves, right? Allowed him to keep, you know, didn't just shove him off into the back and really allowed him to stay in it and do what he loves. So I hope everybody tunes in to watch it, because I think there'll be some pretty cool stuff. You know what I mean? Plus, Nick Saban's going to be there. You know, I'll watch that all day long.
Yeah, Corso, just a guy that is college football. I remember Corso. There were times where you wanted him to pick him, you know, because you were going to win the game. But then there were also times you didn't want him to pick you, because every time he'd pick you, you'd lose. I remember being at Alabama games, like Corso picked Alabama and everybody was ticked off.
Yeah.
Because that was kind of like a sign that we were going to lose the game.
Right.
But anyway, kind of a staple of college football, Wendy. All right. What are we doing? I'm hooking up with you Saturday morning.
Yep.
I'm hooking up with you Saturday morning. I'm going to come down to your place. We're going to watch football all day long.
Yep.
See if we can make it all the game. Is it supposed to rain Saturday?
No, I think it's supposed to be beautiful. I think we're supposed to be in the 80 to 82 mark. I'll have the water toys up. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people here. We've got Maley. We've got Christopher. We got Mom. We got Bob. Michael's coming in town from West Point. We'll have a house full. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, let's just make sure we all understand. We're there to watch football.
Yes, I'm there to watch football.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna get the food set out, and then it's every man for themselves.
Yes.
You know, let's make sure we're all under the same page here.
Well, Trey, I'm just saying, like, I watch football all day. You watch football all day. But if the kids, if they want to fit, there's stuff for other people to do if they don't want to watch football all day. But I will tell you something. There's already enough food to feed a small army. So, I mean, we're not going to run out of food. I'll tell you that.
Winnie, do you think we need to start a tradition down there since you live on the lake? I was just thinking, and maybe this is just too trivial. Do you think after every Alabama win or big win that somebody is required to jump in the lake?
100%. But who's the question? It's going to be who has to do it.
Well, and then you can't do it for every game because every game's not a big game. Is this considered a big game, or do we only do it for SEC games? Do we only do it for an SEC title?
Yep.
Let's try to figure that out this weekend.
We'll try to talk about that. But, you know, another thing is, it's kind of funny. I mean, we could be talking about this next week, and we could have drilled Florida State laughing at ourselves for calling this a big game. Let's say this. I don't know if it's a big game yet or not. What I do know is that it's a new era of Alabama football, and I'm excited about it, and I'm really hoping it goes our way on Saturday at 2:30 because I'm telling you, it's going to really dictate the season for me.
Hey, listen, Bendy, good to get on here. Listen, everybody out there, everybody that listens, we hope y'all have a great weekend. Hope y'all get to watch some football. Stay safe. Have a great time. Listen, the same number that I've given out before to the people I've given it out to, you can call and leave a message. Mike, thank you for calling and leaving a message.
Yes.
You can even text that number. You can text that number. You can put anonymous. You can put somebody else's name. You can do whatever you want. You can say, "Don't read my name," but this is the comment, and we will read text comments on the air as well. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Wendy, I love you. We will see you soon.
All right. Love you. Roll Tide.
All right. Roll Tide.